100% sell through.
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Emily.
I'm trying to reach Dustin. He's busy. He's busy again, right?
No, hold on. Let me catch him. He just got up from his desk, but he's standing near it. So bear with me.
Hey, is this Doug?
Yeah, this is me, finally.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right. So I see that list that you sent me. They're pretty much all SI2 goods. I was kind of hoping for something SI1 VS2, if possible.
Okay.
That's kind of the ones I had sent to you, that, you know, that I had seen on your list. I realized not all of them were available. Kind of why I was...
Did you need to be at a 1 carat?
Yeah, that's kind of what he was looking for.
Okay.
Something in that, you know, 9.5 millimeters, you know, just kind of wanted a really long, skinny one, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to, like, marquee.
I see you have a bunch on the website, but they're all, you know, listed as being out. Is that stuff, does that mean they're sold, or that just means you can't get them back?
They're out on memo, so they're out at other stores. But
yeah.
I mean, I understand, like, your client, obviously, if we got to get what your client wants, but when it comes to marquees, they're so faceted, it's so hard to see black in them.
Yeah.
I mean, all of these ones I sent you, I, you know, personally looked at, they're not going to, they don't show any visible black, they're just SI2s, and they're better bang for a buck.
Yeah, I didn't pull up all the pictures of them, so.
Yeah. Let me try and find you, let me try and come up with one. And are you looking for a colorless stone? Are you looking for more GH?
No, it can be all the way up to eye color. I'm good up to eye color.
Can't do J.
J is starting to show yellow, and because we're going to be putting it in with some other diamonds, you know, around it, so I don't want it to be noticeably, you know, different if I, you know.
Yeah.
Because if I go with another drop-in, because it's going to go in a drop-in guard ring with diamonds all around it, so if I have something that's J color and my other diamonds then would have to be close, otherwise it's going to make the center diamond stand out as yellowy. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do have a JVS too, but I mean, like you said, if you want to stay away from it, you want to stay away from it.
Exactly.
Let me see. I'm going to do some work for you. I'll try and find something.
And right now, I don't need the stone for, like, tomorrow or next week. He wants me to get some prices. I want to see what's available, what I can get. So, you know, if there's something I can get, like, next week, that's fine. That's where I'm at with this.
Okay.
So if like, the ones that you have that are out, they're going to may possibly come available next week.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Let me do some work. And how do we do with the ovals? Anything on those?
Oh, that's right. Oh, thanks for asking. I have it right here beside me. I'm sending the 101 and the 90 HBS1 back. I sold the 90 ESI1. So that one I sold.
Okay, but good.
So now, those two I'll send back here.
Do you have any interest of stocking those ovals or no? Because we're doing. I'd be able to do something for you if you were interested. I don't know if you have any interest in stocking them, but what I would do for you is I would, you know, give you terms on all three stones, including the one.
Well, no, definitely. I can't use all. That's too much. And right now I got to watch my P's and Q's a little bit coming into Christmas here. So I really can't keep these in stock. So I'll have to send those back.
All right, no problem. Let me do some work for you on these, and then I'm going to call you back in probably the next couple hours or so on a different marquee, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Yep, thanks.